The $1.83 billion plan includes installation of advanced metering throughout the state and replacing or improving substations, circuit breakers, transformers, poles, and lines. The plan must be approved by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, who will take into account evidence from Duke Energy and from the Indiana Office of Utility Consumer Counselor. The OUCC is a separate state agency designed to be an advocate for consumers. Anthony Swinger is a spokesperson for the OUCC.
What story does the evidence tell, and what would be in the best interest of consumers as a result of the case?
Construction would take place between 2016 and 2023. Rates would increase up to 1.35% each year, but the increase could be as low as 0.69%. The OUCC will accept public comments until February 11th and will give their opinion on the plan by February 18th. The IURC is expected to make a decision by the end of July. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Becca Costello.